Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Matthew 16, especially these words. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but the things of man." So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a reversal from last week as we heard Peter make that great confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And now here we have Peter denying Jesus. "Far be it from you, Lord. You shall never suffer at the hands of the chief priests and the elders and scribes. You shall never be rejected. You shall never die and be raised on the third day." And why not? Because Peter has in mind the things of man. It was easy for Peter to have in mind the things of man, for they come naturally to men to not suffer, to not go the way of God, but rather go the way of fame and fortune, which is what Peter wanted for Jesus. That Jesus would be an earthly king and gain a famous reputation, and of course make Peter a prince in that kingdom and give him great power and authority. The way of ease and power and leisure, that's what Peter wanted. Peter did not want the way of suffering and death and cross. Not for Jesus, and not for him either. It's easy to want the way of man, isn't it? To be comfortable, to avoid suffering, to avoid cross, to avoid becoming too faithful for Jesus, that others might notice us and be offended. It's easy to go the way of man. It's difficult, though, to have in mind the things of God. It was difficult for Peter and the other disciples to have in mind what God would have the Christ to do, for it was not what they wanted at all. It would mean great suffering and shame and difficulty for them. But yet, as Jesus rebukes Peter, this is exactly what Jesus tells Peter to do, to deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Jesus. So often we come seeking for Jesus to tell us what to do. We would like it to be something simple and something that we can do and something that will make our lives better or easier, make us happier or wealthier. But Jesus tells you the same thing he told Peter. Do not have in mind the things of man, but the things of God. If you want to follow Jesus, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. It's not what our sinful human nature wants to hear. And we see the examples in our Old Testament reading and our epistle reading. Jeremiah was one who did exactly that. He took up his cross and followed Jesus. And he was nearly killed for it. His entire nation refused to hear him and despised him. And what could he do? Keep on speaking and living in Christ. Why is my pain unceasing and my wound incurable? It's not some physical wound, but it's the wound of living in Christ and having everyone reject you. Offering salvation, coming from God freely, and all of your brothers despising you for it. Would God be to him like a deceitful brook whose waters fail, seeming to be there and at the last moment not? God would be faithful to Jeremiah, make him like a fortified wall, that he would hold up under the assaults of the people of Israel, that he would continue to eat the word of God and give it generously. Consider Paul, as we have his words in Romans 12. Paul was one who denied himself, for what he wanted was to go around and kill Christians. Wasn't that what he going to do at Damascus, to destroy those of the faith there? As Christ appeared to Saul on that Damascus road, he was forced to deny himself and take up his cross and follow. And as Paul began to follow, as he was baptized and began proclaiming Jesus Christ, he was reviled and hated from town to town. So many desired even to kill him and take his life. He was accused falsely of many things and put on trial and held in jail for years on end. Such is the way of cross. Such is the way of following Jesus. Paul had in mind the things of God, speak God's word wherever he was. So also you have in mind the things of God. Like Jeremiah, eat the word of God. Digest it. Make it a part of you. As often as you eat food, so digest God's word. So often as you think about food and prepare food and eat, so think about the word of God. For you do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. As Paul, seek to love those around you. In that Romans 12 reading, that's what Paul wants more than anything, is to love those around him. That the Roman congregation would do the same thing. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Let love be genuine. Yes, that's the way of the cross. That's the way that Jesus calls us to go. That even amid suffering and difficulty, we would not hold it against anyone, but love and forgive. Not 7 times, but 70 times 7. And so many more, that love would be genuine, not forced or compulsed, but genuine. That we would have in mind the things of God, to love God with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, that we would do this not to gain anything, but because of what Jesus has done for us. Matthew 16 centers on that fact. It doesn't center on what the disciples want, what they think they deserve. It centers on Jesus and what he does for them. He would go to Jerusalem. He would suffer many things and be rejected. He would die and on the third day be raised. Nothing that Peter or James or John, nothing the devil or the world or even us could do to stop that. Jesus is King on the cross. That we would rejoice in our own suffering. That we would rejoice in dying to ourselves and what we want and pray, Thy will be done. We would follow God's will in our lives, seeking his word and praying back to him without ceasing, that we would be his, not fighting against him as Peter did, but denying ourselves and seeking the way of the cross. It isn't easy, is it? For we think we know what's best in our lives. We think we know what we deserve, what we should get. Deny yourself, therefore, and seek the one who died for you on the tree. He is humble, and lowly in heart, that you would be too, that you would accept the suffering that God gives and places in your life and use it to strengthen your faith in Him, that you would be more faithful day after day, clinging to His word and the hope you have in Him. For He will come back in His glorious power to judge the living and the dead and repay to each one what he has done. Thus, we are here while we can. We humble ourselves. We deny ourselves. We take up our cross and follow Him to Calvary, where He forgives our sins and grants even sinners like us life eternal. In His name, amen.